Hello, dear friend. We are going to be discussing a very important topic from our Bible Combo mobile application. If you have not downloaded Bible Combo mobile application, I encourage you to please do so. Download Bible Combo mobile application from the App Store. The title we are discussing today in Bible Combo mobile application is Vain Word. I want to read a little portion from Bible Combo mobile application, then I am going to explain it and we are going to pray together. Now let's read. Jesus Christ warned his disciples to stay focused and always be ready for the rapture. The Messiah said in Luke chapter 21 verse 34 to 36, he read thus, he said, "But take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life. And that day comes on you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Again, that was taken from Luke chapter 21, verse 34 to 36. Please, let's read the lesson part from the Bible Combo mobile application. The world system is programmed to get people to occupy with mundane things that can distract them from faithfully serving God. There are challenges here and there. Bills must be paid, and other pressuring circumstances will keep fissuring. Meanwhile, Christians must be careful not to allow anything to affect their relationship with God. Either the world likes it or not, the rapture will happen, and Jesus will transport his saints to heaven. Anyone who is left behind will suffer Satan's assaults. Therefore, all people should be ready to be raptured with Jesus Christ whenever he appears in the sky. Amen. Now, let's have a little dialogue on this topic, titled Vain Word in Bible Combo mobile application dedicated for March 4. Now, we need to understand this. As human beings, there will always be needs in our lives. There will always be pressure. There will always be a need. But we need to also understand that this can trap us into getting engaged 100% in the absence of our relationship with God. This can get to the extent that we get so much busy trying to eliminate our needs and we don't have time for God anymore. And we know that this is not good. It is detrimental to our faith. It affects our relationship with God. It affects our spiritual life. It affects everything that has to do with us, because as children of God, we must always be having this fresh relationship with God. But if we allow our needs to captivate our mind 100%, there will be no room for God. So we don't want that. We need to face the fact that we can't eliminate all needs. We must get to a junction that we face the matter of our faith squarely and make a stand that we want to be serving the Lord. We will not allow our needs to take the best of us while we allow our relationship with God to suffer. We have to make a choice that even though I am trying to have my needs met, I'm trying to make things work out, I will not neglect my relationship with God. I will carve out special time that I will be using to keep in touch with my God. It is not about something you do randomly. It is something that we will be expected to be doing consistently. That is, we make intentional decision that at so time of the day, we want to be relating with God. For us to be able to achieve this, we need to commit to taking a daily action, okay, to refresh our relationship with God. When we said a daily action, it is as we have said it. That is, this is something that has to be routinely done. It is done on daily basis. And even it is even better that you have a specific time, you have a schedule that you keep. You say, at so time, I want to be using it to be in touch with my God, which in Christian community we call a quiet time. We need to have a quiet time, the time that we dialogue with God, that we commune with God. And when we're talking about dialogue and communing, you know what that means? It means prayer, it means Bible study. So, as I want to break this thing down into like four things that we are expected as children of God, to not allow this vain word to trap us, captivate us, steal us, and take us away from God. Four things that we children of God are expected to be doing. Is the first thing is that we need to be studying the Word of God. We need to study the Bible. Consider this as if you are keeping in touch with your family. This is what keeps you, it keeps your love afresh with God. It is like a daily reminder that you are a child of God and God is your Father. And the second of it is that prayer can never be too much. We can always be praying all the time. And there are so many types of prayer. Some you don't even have to close your eyes. Some you can be on your knees. Some you can stand up. Some you can be walking around. All these things are good. But what we are talking about, when we're talking about not allowing the mundane things of the world to take the best of us, we need to have a specific time we want to be dedicating for our own prayer time that will be communing with God. As we are doing with the Bible study, we are also doing with our prayer life. The third of it that many people are not paying attention to is personal relationship with other believers. Your fellow Christians, you need to relate with them. And we are able to achieve this most of the time when we go to the church on Sunday and or any other day that your community gather together to serve the Lord. You know, we cannot just be all over places. Take for example, we are busy online, we're watching this, we're watching that, and we believe that, I've already attended the service because you are doing it online. Those things can be very good, but they do not replace the fact that you need a physical relationship with another fellow Christian. Okay, when you go to the church, you pray, you see your fellow brothers, you share common love, you discuss the Word of God, you pray together. These things, they have the means of impacting our spiritual lives. Okay, don't think they are not necessary. They are very necessary. The fourth of it, which be the last that I will talk about on this list, is that you need, as children of God, we are expected to share our faith with other believers. Share your faith with fellow believers. Okay, we have been saved by the grace of God. There are a lot of people that Christ has died for also, but they are not yet in the fold of Christ. We need to share our testimony with them. When we share our testimony with them, they also come into the knowledge of Jesus. They are delivered from the power of darkness. They are able to have peace. They are able to have joy. They find answers to their prayer. They find solutions to their problem. So as God has been blessing you, extend the hands of love to other people. Let them also know about God also. Let them come to God and let them be blessed at the same time. As you do all these things, I pray that the Lord will give you the strength to keep growing in His grace, and you'll be prospering in all your ways, and your relationship with God will not suffer. Amen. Please let us read the prayer part of the Bible Combo mobile application dedicated for March 4. Let's read the prayer part, please. Vanity upon vanity. The word is vanity. I am determined to follow Jesus Christ and not allow any situation to distract me from Him. I have made up my mind to keep my testimony as a child of God. I stand by my word and I will hold firm my confession of faith in Jesus Christ to the end. Yes, Jesus Christ is the true and only Son of God, sent to rescue the lost sinners. Since I believe in Jesus, my sins are forgiven and I am qualified for the rapture. Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior, and the devil cannot do anything to stop it. My faith is reserved in the Son of God forever. Amen. My dear friend, I pray that the Lord will uphold you to remain in faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and remain steadfast unto the day of the returning of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is going to call us to His kingdom. The Lord be with you now. The Lord be with you forever. In Jesus' name, Shalom.